This is Dr. Bernie Siegel. I'd like to welcome you to some new additions to my tape series, Prescriptions for Living. As time has gone by, we have seen how the mind and body significantly interact and in a sense are one. I feel these tapes will be a very helpful tool for you to work with. A tool that will help you empower yourself. It can be used in conjunction with all other supports, including the medical profession and your spiritual resources. And in many ways, I think these will help you to use all of your resources. So take the time to help heal yourself. You deserve it. You are a gift. What is the challenge of the disease? What is the challenge of life? Is life fair? I know a lady who grew up in Texas, and she talked about the storms and the rattlesnakes and the flash floods and how life in Texas prepared her. She kept candles and flashlight batteries and learned how to ride it out. We're going to help you learn how to ride things out. And think about some of the people that might inspire you. If you were 19 months old and lost your sight and your hearing, could you go on? Could you still see God as someone supporting you and helping you? Well, Helen Keller did, and said, out of the adversity grew the violets of patience and sweetness. Because she was able to turn from why me to try me, to try me. And there is a line in the 26th Psalm that says, "Examine me, O Lord, and try me." And life is a challenge. It is an attempt. And it gives you an opportunity to be heroic as you confront your challenges. Let's go back for a moment. If you don't think you're capable of taking on a challenge, being heroic, and confronting adversity, to the beautiful baby you once were, and who still exists in you, born without guilt, shame, or blame, and truly faultless, an infant who takes on the challenge to live and be mortal with every breath. And I want you to picture yourself as that baby again. One day deciding to stand up. Yes, you might have to grab hold of things and pull yourself up or reach out towards a kind hand to help give you balance. But you learned how to walk. Even though you fell, it was a challenge and you got up again. And perhaps you received a gift one day of skates, roller skates, ice skates, or a bicycle one day. And once again you learned to balance, to reach for support, to hold on, I know, sometimes you fell and scraped a knee or an elbow or your chin. Did that stop you, though? Or did it make you more determined to get up and go on? You were challenged. Because something inside of you said, I want to accomplish this. And always keep in touch with that infant, that child, who isn't afraid to challenge life. The trouble is that too often, we're afraid. There are so many people bigger than the child, that it may not feel safe to challenge. And so the child gives up his or her ideas and becomes someone else. But when you're not afraid to challenge life, you save your life. So create a safe, comfortable place for yourself. You don't have to move to take a trip. Let your eyes close gently. Let my voice guide you and direct you through this healing interval. Time of images, visions, and dreams. The language of the mind and body, the language of our Creator. This is not a time for guilt or fear. You cannot do this wrong. Taking the time for yourself is an important message. And the mind and body will know that you are interested in living and healing yourself and your life. So take a moment now to gently close your eyes if you haven't, and let my voice go with you as you begin your journey. And now, see yourself taking a walk, finding a beautiful path that you would like to follow. And if it enters the dark woods, know that it is important for you to enter the darkness. We all know that the direction you must go in to challenge yourself is not east or west or north or south, but a vertical direction, inside yourself. And you're capable of creating a torch that will light the darkness and finding your way to a beautiful lake. And when you arrive, just enjoy the reflections, the breeze against your skin, the blossoms and flowers, the sounds of nature. And there will be a boat. A sailboat there. Climb into it. You're in charge. You're running the boat with nature's assistance. And as you sail out into the water, look over the side at the reflection. Who do you see when you look at yourself? In the mirror of the water. And when you know who you're looking at, pick up a fishing rod that's lying at the bottom of the boat and cast out into the water. Somewhere beneath the surface is what you need to bring up. And reel in. And bring up what you need to know. And bring it into the boat and look at it. And learn from it. And then on the other side of the lake, you'll see a safe harbor with a beautiful house next to it. And sail the boat into that harbor. And tie up the boat. And walk into the house. Because in that house is a strong box that I'd like you to find. Oh, it's locked, because when something valuable is there, we have to be careful. But somewhere in the darkness of the house, the key will be found. It might be under a pillow in the bedroom, in a drawer, in a dark corner, even under the rug. But you will find it. When you open it, see what choices lie within that strong box related to your disease. What choices of therapy are there? Our strengths lie in many areas if we're willing to use them as gifts. What physicians, the medical profession has to offer you. Medications that you may see as a gift. Your own resources can be in that strong box. Your families. And God, too. Your spiritual faith can lie in that box. It can be hard to make choices, I know that. But you're not limited. So choose out of that box what feels right for you today. Take your power. Feel safe. Reach in. And then go to the nursery that is within the house, where the children live and play. And you'll see a blackboard. And pick up the chalk and write all the things that you would like to include to help you in your challenge, to help you confront your disease, like the candles and the flashlight batteries, so that you're ready for all things. And that you know you're in charge, and that you are safe, because you always have choices. And that you know you're not a statistic, and statistics don't apply to individuals, and you are an individual. If you looked at an apple tree, is every apple on the tree the same? Some fall, some stay and ripen, some hang on. You know who you are, and if you're capable of hanging on. And when you take on your challenge, you are doing something real that everyone can admire. You will get a medal hung around your neck. because of what you are doing. You are a winner. And winners get interviewed. And people are going to come to you now as you sit outside the house to ask you how you have managed to accomplish what you have done. They want to write an article. They'd like you to be on television and the radio. And so tell them. While they write and the cameras roll and the microphones are held towards you, what has helped you to reach this point? What has given you the strength to challenge life and adversity and your disease? And as you share this, you will realize that you are healing and teaching all those around you. Your friends, your family, all those who know you. And you begin to understand when someone says, "What are you experiencing?" that your disease is a challenge to discover what is important about life. That it can be a gift. That it can be a wake-up call. And even a blessing. I can't make it be that for you. But your strength and your capabilities can. Someone was once asked, "How come you're so good with people?" And she answered, "They're my species, you know." And just as all those apples on the tree are of the same species, if one person is capable of doing something, then another is. And if one person can receive the wake-up call, the challenge, the blessing, and the gift, so can you. When you're willing to reach for that, you will receive an award from all of those people who came to talk to you. It is called the TC Award, given only to those who are transformed by the challenge. You have graduated from the school of life. You have received your degree. You are ready now to grow up in Texas. Where many things happen, but no longer do they surprise you. Because you have your strong box with flashlight batteries and candles ready to lighten the darkness, no matter when or how it comes. And you will soon learn that there are positive disintegrations, happy depressions, correct failures, and that you ultimately become strong at the broken places. And so the challenge leads to change, to strength, to a new vision, and a new healing. And take a moment now to allow this new healing to occur. take a look at your reflection. Wear your award. Wear your medals. And see the you, the new I am, who is capable of taking on all challenges. With your strong box in hand, you continue on your path. And if it gets dark, just light the torch. And when you feel ready, put the strong box in a safe place within you. Perhaps you'd like to store it in your treasure chest. And when it's safely stored, allow yourself to come back to my voice, to the music, to your own breathing. Breathing in peace, life, energy. And when your body feels ready, allow it to return to the room, awake, alert, and at peace by opening and becoming a new I. Thank you.